Bishop consulted his notes again and said, "The report from the lab shows that the adhesive on the bottle is the type of glue used in theatrical makeup. A couple of our people checked the phone book for stores. There's only one store in the immediate area, Ollie's Theatrical Supply in Mountain View. They sell a lot of the stuff," the clerk said, "but they don't keep records of the sales." "Now," Bishop continued, "some crime scene techs found a receipt for a light beer and martini in the trash bins behind the restaurant. The bartender remembers that's what they'd been drinking, and the timestamp matches when they were seen leaving. The techs have lifted a couple of prints. They're sending them to the Bureau for AFIS. Tony Mott noticed Gillette's frown of curiosity. "Automated fingerprint identification system. It'll search the federal system and then do a state-by-state search. Takes time to do the whole country, but if he's been collared for anything in the past 8 or 9 years, we'll probably get a match." Although he had a real talent for computers, Mott was fascinated with what he called real police work and was constantly hounding Anderson for a transfer to homicide or major crime so he could go chase real perps. He was undoubtedly the only cyber cop in the country who wore as his sidearm a car-stopping .45 automatic. Bishop said, "They'll concentrate on the West Coast first. California, Washington, Oregon, and..." "No," Gillette said. "Go east to west. Those Unix commands he typed were the East Coast version." Bishop nodded and called this information into headquarters. He then glanced at his notebook and said, "There's one other thing we should add to the profile." "What's that?" Anderson asked. "The ID division said that it looks like the perp was in an accident of some kind. He's missing the tips of most of his fingers. He's got enough of the pads to leave prints, but the tips end in scar tissue. The ID tech was thinking maybe he'd been injured in a fire." Gillette shook his head. "Callous."